This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the most powerful ayat describing nature and describing the reality of the sky that you'll find anywhere in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. And this is a very difficult ayah to process. Let's go through it a little bit, little by little. The word أَذِنَ in Arabic can mean two things. أَذِنَ يَأْذَنُ إِذْنًا and أَذْنًا or أَذَنًا. إِذْن means permission. And أَذَن means to listen. Like أُذُن is the ear, right? So أَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا, one of its meanings is that the sky is actually going to pay a close ear, pay close attention and listen carefully to its master. أَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا. Implied within the meaning, why is it different from سَمِعَتْ لِرَبِّهَا? It also listens to its master, right? Or أَطَاعَتْ رَبَّهَا, it obeys the master. إِذِن also, because it has kind of the texture of permission, it's as though, just to make this easy to understand, sometimes I give somebody, a student, an instruction to do something and they don't want to do it, right? But then there's a student that has been asking me, hey, I wanted to do an extra credit project, you promised you'd give me an assignment, and I don't give it to him, and then I don't give it to him, and finally I give it to them. In other words, when I gave the instruction, they were already eager to follow. They've been waiting to hear the permission to do what they've been wanting to do. You understand? Simpler example would be children asking for recess or a break. Can we have a break now? Can we have a break now? Can we have a break now? Then finally, when the permission is given, they listen to the words of permission and they can do what they want. It is as though the sky tearing open is actually what the sky has been wanting to do. And it's been holding itself back because it didn't hear the words of permission from Allah. Allah didn't say, not yet. Allah kept saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. And it's just desperately waiting for those words to come from Allah. أَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا. It's a very scary thing to think about. This theme in the Qur'an, that nature, as we know it, is actually a wild beast that wants to just tear things apart, and the only reason it's being held back is because Allah hasn't given it permission yet. The earth actually doesn't want to stay calm. The sky doesn't want to stay intact. It wants to tear open. What Qur'an will describe, for example, when someone says, Allah has taken a sun, يَكَادُ السَّمَوَاتْ يَتَفَطَّرْنَا. The skies are about to tear open because they hear somebody saying, Allah has a sun. The skies can't tolerate that kind of disobedient word to Allah. The heavens are shaking, but they are held together because Allah won't let them tear open. So all other creations of Allah, they only tolerate obedience. And this idea, why is it that it's waiting to be torn open? Why does it want to destroy itself so badly? You have to understand something. You know, when you experience trauma, like I'm reminded of the example of Maryam Salamun Alayha, when she gave birth, and she wished that she was dead. Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha. I wish I was dead before this happened. When you see, experience a traumatic thing, and you're going to be accused and humiliated, etc., etc., you'd wish for death over that. The obedient to Allah, the skies that are in tasbih of Allah, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. All things in the skies and the earth declare Allah's perfection. When the sky watches us, because the sky is a witness over us, when it watches our evil deeds, our sins, and our shirk and our kufr, then it actually reacts. And it wants to react. Sometimes Allah lets the earth react just a little bit. So Allah says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That corruption came out in the land and in the sea because of some of the sins that people have earned. Not all of them. If all of them were earned, then the Day of Judgment would begin. But the earth can't hold it, can't hold it, can't tolerate it, can't tolerate it, and it has some eruption because of the sins of people on the earth, right? And just to qualify that, that doesn't mean if there's an earthquake that happened in Pakistan, it's because of the sins of people in Pakistan. That's not what that means. The earth reacts anywhere because of the sins that are happening anywhere. We don't make a correlation between those things. Oh, they had a flood because they were really bad people. We don't do that. The days of, you know, natural disasters, what we call natural disasters now, being a punishment on a qawm or a nation, those days are over because that was only in the times of prophets. You cannot make that statement now about any disaster that happens. These are all tests from Allah, but calling them adab is a mistake. That is not the same as calling them adab. That is a mistake. Allah's book doesn't allow this. Anyway, so أَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا, it seeks the permission of its master. And when it says that, then Allah adds something, and He says, وَحُقَّتْ. You know, حَقٌّ لَكَ أَن تَفْعَلَ كَذَا in Arabic, it is only right for you to do this. وَحُقَّتْ means as it should. It's been waiting to be torn open as it should, as it was always meant to. You know, when we think of something that is designed like a watch or a car or a house, we expect that it will stay intact, right? We want it to last as long as possible. And you always buy the kinds of products that you find two things in them, خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. They're better and they last longer, right? That's what you're looking for in any product that you buy. There are some things that Allah designed, by design, they are meant to come to an end. By design, they're scheduled that they're going to be destroyed. And it's actually when they are destroyed is when they've met their ultimate purpose. It is as though Allah is saying, this beautiful sky was created, but it was purposeless until it tears open on that day. That's actually when it meets its complete purpose. وَحُقَّتْ It's rightfully so. It actually fulfilled its right. It was only written or right on it. It's the passive form, right? It was only the rightful thing upon it to be able to do that, to be able to destroy itself. So, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْشَقَّتْ وَإِذَا وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ The other last thing I'll say about انْشَقَّ, انْشِقَاق, the infa'ala form of the verb in the Arabic language is something that impacts oneself. Like if I say, كُسِّرَ الْكُرْسِي the chair was broken, then I'm trying to say that somebody broke it. But if I say, انْكَسَرَ الْكُرْسِي actually means the chair fell apart. Nobody was there, and it just kind of collapsed on its own. When you say inshaqqat, it's not like it was made to tear open, it tore open on its own. If it was made to tear open, it would have been إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شُقَّتْ It would have been shukkat, but this is inshaqqat, meaning on its own it fell apart. It wanted to, it was designed to do so. It's not some external force that made it fall apart. It's actually the external force, Allah Azza wa Jal, that was holding it together. Had it not been Allah holding it together, it would have fallen apart. So it's actually doing what it was meant to do all along. Then he says, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ And when the earth is going to get stretched. The مَدَّ الْأَرْضِ You know, this idea that the highs and the lows of the earth are all going to become flat. Think of it like Amin Ahsan Islahi would describe this ayah. He would say like, you know, when you have a sheet and it's crumpled up and some parts of it are low and some parts of it are high and somebody pulls the sheet or pulls a leather, stretches a leather or something like that. Everything that was up and down becomes what? Flat. So there's no, you know, all the graves inside and the mountains above, or all of them are getting stretched and evened out. The earth is becoming, the entire planet is becoming a plain field. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ And by the way, the idea of stretching something or being stretched is the idea of someone having the power to manipulate a material. Somebody's holding a piece of leather and they're stretching it. Somebody's, and this is the passive form, by the way. So the earth is not doing this on its own. The next part it's going to do on its own. This part it's being made to do. Meaning Allah is stretching it. Allah is pulling the earth open and making it into a plain stretch. Then he says, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا And as he stretches it open, he says, it will throw out, أَلْقَى It will throw out whatever's been inside it. مَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْقُبُورِ وَمِنَ الْأَسْرَارِ وَمِنَ الْخَزَائِنِ There were treasures inside of this earth people have been trying to find for ages. All those treasures are coming out, but nobody cares on that day. There are people that have been lying inside this earth. There are sinful and righteous people that have been inside of the earth for a very, very long time. It's time that it can no longer bear their burden. They all have to come out now. It's no longer their home. The secrets of the earth are all going to come out. Entire nations that were buried, that we're walking over today, we don't even know. Because there are so many thousands of years old, we don't even know there's remains of entire towns 20 feet underground. That happens all the time, right? So now they're all coming out. Nothing is left within the earth. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا And when he says that, he adds something so powerful to it. He says, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ خَلْوَى in the Arabic language, خَلَتِ الدَّارَ أَوْ أَخْلَتْ لَمْ يَبْقَ فِيهِ أَحَدٍ You know, فِيهَا أَحَدٍ When there's خَلْوَى in Arabic means solitude, when nothing is left somewhere. خَلِيَّة is used for a honeybee's hive, like because there's a dent in there, it's empty. Those empty slots, they're also called خَلِيَّة. تَخَلَّى, which is the verb used here, is تَفَرَّغَ To be emptied of something completely, to be relieved of something. To be فارغ of something. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ أَيْ مِنْهُمْ وَعَنْهُمْ فَهِيَ لَمْ تَعُدْ قَرَارًا لَهُمْ It can no longer be a place for them. By the way, تَخَلَّى is also used for when a woman gives birth and is finally relieved. So the earth has been pregnant with all these people that it's holding inside and it can't take it anymore. And finally Allah gives it permission when it stretches. And also notice the idea of stretching when a mother gives birth, her organs are stretched. Her skin is stretched. Her body is stretched to its maximum so the child can come out. And now the earth is being stretched and it's throwing out whatever it had inside so it can finally be relieved. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا. And Allah then explains again, and this is actually it's seeking its permission, waiting for that instruction from its Rabb to be able to stretch, to be able to come out. وَحُقَّتْ. And it's only rightful that it do so. It's a right becoming on it that this should happen. This is another, the sky is a witness, the earth is even a bigger witness. The sins of humanity, every step they took, every word they uttered, everything they did in terms of sin happened on the surface of this earth, and the earth itself was a witness to Allah's disobedience. And it didn't want to tolerate Allah's disobedience, but Allah told it to remain calm. And every now and then He lets it go a little, like He says, because of the sins of people, but that day He'll let it go for everything. And that's why all of it will get stretched and nobody will be let inside.